In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Friday indeed. Hello and welcome to the Carson Anderson program. Going into a long weekend, of course, Memorial Day. Time to reflect and give thanks and certainly remember those that paid the ultimate price for our country. Scott Anderson, how are you today?
I'm okay.
Okay, you seem a little rattled, a little disheveled.
Well, I'm going to have to turn on the computer from over there, apparently, because
You got some issues?
Yeah. So.
Did Stoney mess something up? You sit at the same workstation Stoney sits at. So yeah. There is a probability here that your issues are traced back to Stoney.
Probably. I mean.
God bless him.
Probably, yeah. So my guess is it was shut off last night at some point.
Yeah.
And Stoney came in and couldn't figure out that it needs to be turned on from over there.
Yeah.
And he gave up on it.
He just...
I'm going to guess he gave up on it. So I'll deal with it after the break.
Anything exciting last night?
No.
No. Did you see what got... tweeted to us?
No, I did not.
Go to our Twitter account.
I'll do that with my computer.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. I'll show it to you.
Hang on a second. I have my phone here. I can do this. Yes. Okay. Go to our Twitter account.
Yep. So there's two things from our show that are combined here in a tweet we got from a listener named Jeffrey. The two things are white guy in shorts. Okay. We always talk about how those of us that put the shorts on as soon as the sun comes out in the spring, even though it looks beautiful out, you walk outside, it's like 47 degrees and the wind is blowing, but we take advantage. White guy in shorts, bad weather, we're still wearing shorts. And something new we've discussed, the pod. When you go to your kids' games or you're doing some outdoor event and you buy one of those see-through pods that you can sit in, this listener, Jeffrey, sent us a picture. He was clearly at a game. Are you struggling?
Yeah.
It's off to a great start. White guy in shorts sitting in a pod at what appears to be a kids' baseball game yesterday.
No, you can't do that.
You can't do what?
You can't sit in a pod and be white guy in shorts.
You can see he's wearing shorts. So it's miserable outside yesterday. It's miserable again because that's what this spring has been. And so we did a topic yesterday. What is the weather ruined for you? And I was cracking up that we have now played baseball game 22 and 23 in terrible weather and like brutal weather and the topic of the pod came up. I should have bought a pod, but whatever. You're always like, I'm not going to need it after a couple weeks. This entire spring has been terrible. And this guy, white guy in shorts, was at a kid's game in a pod. I should retweet it so people can see it.
Why don't you do that?
Yeah. Yep. This is, so people can see it for themselves, but it's a combination of two things from our show.
Black guy with shorts.
He was a dude in pod.
And pod person.
Do you see the guys next to him?
Yeah.
So what you retweeted so people can see, right?
Not yet.
All right. Well, you will in 1 second.
It's been returned. Add Doug Gator 971.
So the three guys sitting next to him, or one guy standing, they look miserable. Their hands are in their pockets or their, you know, hoodies.
Yep.
It looks awful out there. And my man is over there in shorts. He might be sweating.
It just seems so selfish when you see it, right? Only one guy is going to do it out of, you know, 700.
Why is that selfish? He can't let him in. It's only room for one.
No, but I mean, he's out there. It's almost like a little bit of a selfish flex. Like, oh, are you guys out there miserable? It's so balmy in here. I'm wearing shorts.
I think he's boss. This is a power move. I'm thinking about getting one.
You thinking of getting one? Get yourself a pod.
Dude, look at this. He looks way more comfortable than the other guys.
Here we go.
Yeah, well, he is. I'm sure he is more comfortable. But the first time I saw him.
We are soft as a society. We are soft.
Yeah.
Listen, you're still hard as nails, man. You're not getting the pod.
No, I am getting soft.
You're not getting the pod. I mean, I'm trying to give you some street cred here, man.
No.
Thing's about to lose it all.
I'm not the least bit concerned about my street cred. So yeah, I appreciate
you didn't have
it.
Much
no. Wiener 500 today. Gator's more into this than anything else is going to happen.
Than any other racing event.
Yeah. Yep. Six Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles, 2:00 today, will race around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I've seen zero reporting about how long this race is going to be. If it's more than one lap, it may get kind of slow.
If it's just one lap, shouldn't they get the like a horse racing announcer to do it?
To describe these slow things dragging around the track?
Well, because they're going to be going as fast as a horse would.
What do you mean?
It's one lap around the track like a horse race is, right?
Okay, yeah.
So I'm saying, why don't you just get a horse racing announcer to do it? Like if it's just going to be one, it could be kind of fun that way.
I mean, it could be. We don't know what this is going to look like. We saw the picture yesterday. The Wienermobiles lined up on the track at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. They really can't be more than two wide because these are big vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's going to be any passing. I think they're going to take off, and the whatever Wienermobile gets to the front at turn one is going to win the race. And I just can't see there being much passing. And so I think it might be rather boring.
You're really downplaying this. Why are you downplaying
this? Well, I'm scared about this being kind of boring. Not scared. I am intrigued as well.
No, that's about right for you. I mean, the fact that you're admitting you're soft and now you're scared that this is going to be boring. You don't even want them to race because you're afraid that someone's going to get hurt.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I said in the back of my mind, I could see this thing getting canceled. That's all I said. Jesus, you're like a misquoting listener. You know how much you love it when a listener misquotes you? Well, you just did it to me.
Trying to get a rise out of you.
By misquoting me?
Ish. Ish.
Yeah.
You were worried that there was going to be an accident, that these things are going to get in.
No, I said in the back of my mind, I think there's a possibility this thing won't go off.
And why?
Because these things aren't made to race on a track, and I think they might realize that this could be a little sketch. That's all. It's in the back of my mind. It looks like it's going to go off.
That you think there might be an accident.
I think that the people who put it on might realize that this might not be a great idea. Because of the chances of an accident, yes.
There we go.
All right. However you want to interpret
it. Well, it's how I interpreted it the other day because it's how you said it. And then you're saying that I'm misquoting you.
You are more worked up about my opinion on this than any opinion I've had in the last month.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I think I'm more worked up or more disappointed with your opinion on the pod than I am about the
The pod might be a good idea?
Yeah.
I think I've been beaten down by this spring. I think that's what it is.
Now, this spring sucks.
Yes.
This early fall sucks.
Hold on. Speaking of which, okay, I think Tiger fan who sat through all nine innings last night, they didn't score. They were losing early, getting shut out.
It rained.
If you sat through all night innings, call up and receive your badge of honor. You deserve a badge of honor. I want to know how you made it through nine innings in the rain last night while they were getting shut out by Cleveland 7-0. You deserve a badge of honor. If you did it last night, bravo. 248-539-9797. We'll talk about the game coming up today at 10:20. Not good. Not good. But there's still, I don't know, there's still a lot of baseball to be played. Still a lot of baseball to be played this weekend.
The season's over, isn't it?
No, it's not. Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
Hey, looking to upgrade your outdoor space? Well, Builders First Source has you covered. With four Metro Detroit locations, they specialize in top quality composite decking. Brands that you trust, like Trex, TimberTech, and AZEK. So whether you're a DIY enthusiast or you need a certified installer, their expert team will help you build the perfect deck that stands the test of time. Visit one of their locations today in Lapeer, Auburn Hills, Clinton Township, or Shelby Township, and discover why Builders First Source is your go-to for decking. Quality, service, and unbeatable value, that's the Builders First Source promise. Search buildersfirstsource.com.
So last night's Tiger game was a real bummer. I mean, it is what it is. Long seasons, these things happen. Lose 7-0 to the Guardians. Two teams back at it tonight, Saturday and Sunday. If you sat through the whole thing, if you were there, call up and get your badge of honor, because it was, you know, they fell behind in the fourth and eventually got behind 7-0. Although they were still in it till late. I mean, that eighth inning when they loaded the bases, nobody out. Tigers did. Weren't able to come through. But, you know, I mean, look, Cleveland had 7 runs on 5 hits. Tigers had no runs on 6 hits. Now, the Cleveland walked a few more times, but it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't amount to 7-0. That's what, this is one of those games where you kind of get baseball, but they come up with the right hits at the right time, and Tigers did.
Well, it was 3-0 going into the bottom of the 8th inning. The Tigers ended up with this amazing opportunity. Mm-hmm. Because of, you know, bad play, frankly, by the Guardians, it allowed the Tigers to load the bases with nobody out. And the Gribe changes pitchers, brings in the right-hander, Smith, Cade Smith, and the Tigers counter by bringing up Akil Badu. Mm-hmm. Badu steps into the plate and strikes out. He's a lefty. Here comes another lefty to face the righty. It's Zach McKinstry. And he strikes out. He goes down. Here comes Riley Green, a third lefty, and the last chance for the Tigers to take advantage of having bases loaded. And he strikes out. Cade Smith struck out the side coming in to face three left-handed batters. And he did it with two pitches. He did it with a fastball that seemingly never found the strike zone. And a split finger fastball that just dropped right to the bottom of the strike zone and almost hitting the dirt, and the Tigers couldn't lay off it. It's devastating when you have two pitches like that. When you got a heater that goes 97, 98, and then a splitter that can, you know, go anywhere from 87 to 90, it's such a disparity in speed with a pitch that looks exactly the same, and one drops off the face of the earth, and the other one is just, you know, located outside of strike zones, won't do any damage.
Some guys just have a team's number, and Cade Smith is pretty good against the Tigers. He's actually had 27 at-bats against him, so kind of like a full game. It doesn't necessarily translate to a full game, but 27 bats against him. The Tigers have scratched out 5 hits. He has struck out 12. So, you know, he's a good, if you're Cleveland, you know, this is a bit of an antidote to the Tigers, and they put him in a high-leverage situation, and he got out of it. Was there an update, by the way, in Gleyber Torres, who got hurt last night?
I haven't seen one yet.
Okay.
Doesn't mean there isn't one out there. I'll look for one, but I haven't seen one.
Yeah. All in all, I mean, there's nothing to panic about. We're trying to get better at this, getting used to having a good baseball team, and these kinds of things happen. But you know, bottom line is they have to have more timely hits. They probably could afford to be a little bit better at the plate, and specifically with runners on base. I mean, that was early in the year when they got swept by the Dodgers to open the season, they weren't great with runners in scoring position. They were great at getting people into scoring position, but they didn't come through. You're not Abner Doubleday here figuring out that you got to come up with the right hits at the right time, and that's how you out-hit a team and lose 7-0.
This is the first time in a long time I've heard an Abner Doubleday reference. Nice.
So yeah, I mean, I could have gone with something more modern.
No, I like.
Which probably is what Big B would have asked.
You went with the guy who created baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going back. I mean, like it.
You know, he back in the day he said, "Ye old game of baseball."
Yeah.
Batting average with runners in scoring position will be a key. That's the whole premise that he came up with, but. Anyway, I'm not panicked at all, nor should we be. Still a really good baseball team. I will, if Cleveland wins this series, because I think Detroit's better than Cleveland, okay? But if Cleveland wins the series, you have to start wondering about just if Cleveland, is it the foundation of a frustration? Not, I wouldn't be there yet, but let's say Cleveland takes 3 of 4 here. If they win the series, you start to wonder if Cleveland's kind of got Detroit's number. I don't think winning this, you know, taking Detroit out in the playoffs last year, coupled with winning the first series this year, means that.
First game in a series.
I said if they win the series.
Okay.
So. Yeah, if you couple them winning in the playoffs and then winning this, you know, and it'd be early, but it'd be like, okay, it's a good time to, it'd be the next time they play Cleveland would be a good time to win a series. But still 3 games to go. Maybe the Tigers will win the next 3. Who knows?
Well, I'm expecting them to win at least 2 of these games, and no reason not to expect them to win 3. It's a really good baseball team, and I think they're better than Cleveland. Mm-hmm. I think you faced off against a pitcher in Bibee who's had success against the Tigers, and you know, it was 3 missed opportunities in the 8th inning alone. It just crushed him, and then Cleveland comes up on the top end of the 9th inning and somehow pushes 4 runs across. So it's yuck, throw it in the garbage, get back at it today. Jackson Jobe's on the hill facing another right-handed pitcher, Slade Ciccone or something like that. This guy's name. Slade is a first name.
You like that?
It's you should be destined for something if your name is Slade, right?
Yeah. There's a kid at West Bloomfield, D1 prospect, Slade Moore.
There it is.
I think it's more, but yeah. Anyway, yeah, Slade is Slade's an aggressive name.
It's a very aggressive, but good for him. So we'll see if Jackson Jobe get the Tigers back on track tonight. Really, it's up to the Tiger hitters to get back on track because they didn't score. And Jack Flaherty pitched well last night, not great, but he pitched well. 3 runs in 6 innings and struck out 8. That should be good enough to give your team a chance.
I think the game that I want the Tigers to win most in this series is the Casey Mize start. Given that Casey Mize's career arc has been hiccuped with injuries, shelved brief, not major injury, but he's off to a great start. I would love to see Mize just pick up where he left off. And so I think that's the game I want him to win the most. And I want him to win it in Mize fashion with him going out and being what he's been most of this year. Saturday night game, Comerica Park. If you sat through the whole thing last night, call up and get your badge of honor, 248-539-9797, or text. That's just a...
I mean, what are you even doing that game?
I don't know, but were they handing out orange ponchos? Did you notice that everybody had that orange poncho?
I did not, but it's nice touch if they did.
Yep.
For the scores of people that were toughing it out, but I mean, that's just brutal to be there. Your team's not playing well. Mm-hmm. It's raining. They're not going to stop the game. They're not going to delay it at all, and you're there for it, and, you know, bravo. Bravo to the people that were there.
There's plenty of places you can shelter up. You and can.
Yeah, but I mean, you got seats for a reason. You want to sit in those seats, you know?
Well, it's suboptimal when you're talking about finding shelter while watching a baseball game. But
and it's the cold factor, man.
Yep.
With the rain and the wind, that's got to be, who knows what the wind chill was in that game. And it's just freaking cold.
It was, you know, just,
if it's in the 50s, it probably feels like it's in the 40s.
Weather's supposed to be better the rest of the weekend, though. Couldn't be much worse. 248-539-9797. Hutch speaking yesterday led to a lot of people talking about him around the league. We will get to that coming up. That at 10:35 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day. Whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day or new shoes for her favorite salsa class. Or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.
So we made it to Memorial Day with a competitive baseball team, the Detroit Tigers, best record in baseball, but they lose last night. I don't think that slows down any momentum or excitement about this squad. And God, that's fun. This is a chance to have a very, very fun summer and all that comes with the scoreboard watching, the trade deadline speculation, maybe you want to go on the road and see them. Hey, let's go to the Tiger game. More excitement. It's funny because last year when we got down the stretch in September and October, and all of a sudden it was like the whole thing, all like a totally foreign feeling of a packed Comerica Park and people just going crazy for their baseball team. It had been almost a decade since we'd played games like that. And looking forward to having a whole season of it. But 248-539-9797. Kathy, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Kathy.
I just want you guys to know you're my favorite.
Thank you, Kathy. Kathy, can I stop you? Can you take us off speaker? Because it is super loud. Background noise is pretty bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's see if I can do that. Okay. Yep. Is that better?
Not really, but go ahead.
Anyway, I was at the game last night. It was miserable, and they were charging you $10.60 for a poncho.
Oh, they did? So people bought all those ponchos?
Yeah, well, unless they brought them. I took mine home just in case, I guess.
I said bought them, but yeah, that phone is, I don't know if we could do that. It was $10.60 for a poncho? That seems, there were so many of them, I thought they must have been handing them out, those orange ponchos.
You allowed to bring in a trash bag? It's the same thing, right? No, honestly, it's the same thing, right?
Well, I mean, so the poncho is like shaped with places for your arms and a hood.
I get that, but
I don't think they can stop you from bringing in a trash bag. Just, you know, I think they allow you to bring in your own poncho. Umbrellas are what they, I don't know if they have an umbrella policy. I think the big house has an umbrella policy, but it was rough. All right. So look, yesterday, Aiden Hutchinson spoke to the media and, you know, said he's been cleared, full go, 100%. He's back. His quote is, I think a lot of people that thought last year was my ceiling, but I still believe that I'm going to push for those greater heights. I'm 24. I'm still a young dude, and I think I have a lot. I don't think that's the peak. Well, that's awesome. I don't think it's illogical. I think it's a rather safe bet that he can get better. It's not illogical to think that Aiden Hutchinson can be better than he was last year. And, you know, we're all kind of waiting to see if Aiden Hutchinson and the dudes that they also have in the room, if that's going to be enough as far as generating pass rush. The Lions were tracking to be a top 10 pass rush team. However, they did blitz a ton last year to create the pressure. They got a new defensive coordinator. Ideally, you don't have to blitz. You can still create pressure. But maybe with a healthy Aiden, you know, coming up this year, Calvin Shepard won't have to call as many blitzes as Aaron Glenn did. But it led to a lot of talk about Aiden being back. And we'll start with this. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. Now that Aiden's back and cleared, he thinks that we will see something news because of that. Okay, Baldy there, referring to Brian Baldinger, and we'll get his two cents on what this means here in a second. You know, I mean, I guess it would stand to reason. Make sure that the injury is not going to slow him down. If, you know, you put your money where your mouth is, right? And by that, okay, so there was some concern. It kind of surprises us how many people were really concerned about this injury having long-lasting impact and that Aiden won't return and be the same player. This is going to drag into the season. There are going to be steps to prove that. One of the first steps is getting cleared 100% for football, which that wouldn't happen unless there's assurances from the doctors. Yeah, this is fine. He's back, right? I mean, the environment that he goes to work in, they have all the medical technology in the world. They are, you know, doing nothing but, I mean, they're doing everything they can to get their players ready. So if Aiden Hutchinson has a clean bill of health, you can't clear all the hurdles in a comeback in May, but that's the first one. That's the first one. He's cleared the hurdle. He's been given the all clear.
Yeah, I have no doubt he'll be back and 100% and very productive. And he'll be productive throughout his career. I don't have any doubts about that. I don't worry if that is it a weak leg. I don't worry about that. He's young, healed up. He's got the best medical care possible. And he's been cleared to participate fully. So, yeah, no reason for me to think otherwise. And I'll be ready to, you know, I don't know if you have to give him the contract this week. If you want to wait to the end of the season, go ahead and wait to the end of the season. That's fine. But you understand the longer you wait, the higher the price could potentially be if other guys sign their deals. I have an idea where he's going to land, right around $35 million a year, perhaps more. I hope it's not too much more. I hope that, you know, he is comfortable with what he'll be offered. And I hope the Lions don't come in and try to lowball it either. And I don't suspect that they will, because based on the contracts they've been handing out, they're not lowballing.
Okay. So with that said, here's Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network on what he is as a player and why this is so important. So, there you go. Two guys in the NFL Network. The news cycle started up in the NFL about Aiden Hutchinson and his return and what this meant for the Lions. So Ian Rappaport predicts a contract will likely kickstart contract discussions. Brian Baldinger calls him a star. So the edge rusher topic is hot button issue that I kind of felt like was put to bed until they, you know, do something else. But this kind of kickstarts the discussion. So there's a couple things I want to ask people. One is, Is this a sigh of relief for those that were really concerned, or are there still hurdles that you need to see cleared? Two is, I don't think it's a stretch to think that Hutch is a 20 sack player. Last year he had 7.5 sacks through 4.5 games. So he's trending to be that. The last 20 sack guy was TJ Watt back in 2021. He had 22.5 sacks. That year, Pittsburgh led the NFL in quarterback sacks. A healthy 100% Hutch, which it seems like they're counting on. In your estimation, is that enough? If this guy can be a 20 sack guy, is that going to be enough?
Enough for what?
To win a Super Bowl. Like, do they have enough?
Well, what am I getting on the other side? Just what they have?
What they have, yeah.
I mean, if you're going to tell me that Davenport's going to give them 15 games this year.
It's a big deal, yeah.
You're going to tell me that, I'm going to say it's enough. I'm really curious to see how Hassanin, the rookie, is going to step in and play a role on this team. I imagine he's going to be, you know, moved into this lineup slowly because it's just how they kind of handle things. But I'm curious what he is going to look like because it seems like he's got the right attitude. He's got the high motor, hair on fire kind of, you know, dedication to the sport and all that. But I also still think they're going to bring somebody else in. And I hope they do bring somebody else in because I don't count on Davenport for playing that much. I don't think I love what they have as another option at the other end spot. If it's going to be a linebacker, I just, you know, don't really think that Barnes is the answer to be your pass rushing guy for the other side of it. So, yeah, I don't know if it's enough. I think they need to have more to it.
Yeah. If Davenport stays healthy, you think it's enough?
If he stays healthy, if you're going to tell me he's going to play 15 games, I'm going to say that's a nice guy to have on the opposite side because I think Davenport can push double-digit sacks if he's healthy.
Because that leads to this interesting question. If you're in Brad Holmes' shoes and you agree, I mean, I'm going to guess he agrees with that. If Davenport's healthy and then they got their rotation guys, their Pascals and their Hassan and the Assassin and all the rest of them, right? If they've got that group, and Davenport's healthy, you think that if he thinks that's enough, do you sign a guy now? Do you go after a guy now as your Davenport insurance? Or do you wait to see if he gets hurt and see if you can spend the resources on something else?
No, I still go after a guy. I'm still trying to get Za'Darius Smith in here without question. If I can get Von Miller in on the cheap, I'd do that. But I think you need to have another guy here that you can count on for being a pass rusher. I think they got plenty of guys that can play three downs if they have to, you know, guys that can be in there and set the edge and help against the rush. I think they got plenty of those guys. I need a pass rush specialist to go and help out and be a third down guy. I'm not expecting that guy to go in there and have 15 sacks. That's not what I'm saying, but I'd want somebody else out there when it's 3rd and 7 that you can put out there with Hutchinson and know that he's going to get pressure on the quarterback.
248-539-9797. How did you react to yesterday's Hutch news? And do you sign him now? Sounds like that's what NFL insider Ian Rappaport thinks is going to happen. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
24 Seconds Bar and Grill, that is my favorite place to go for any kind of sporting event. You want to watch an event outside your own home? You go to 24 in Berkeley. It's amazing. Flat screen, high definition TVs all throughout the place. The food's amazing. The atmosphere is fantastic. And they've got the best wings in town. We got spring and warm weather. Hopefully it's going to get nice and warmer this weekend. They've got the rooftop deck up there, which is awesome when you get to the summertime and it's hot. You want to be outside? The rooftop deck is where it's at. They got $4 bottles of Miller Lite and Coors Light for all Detroit baseball games. They got great specials for the basketball and hockey conference finals going on as well. You like trivia? Well, they got trivia on Thursdays at 8 p.m., and they're also open for lunch on Thursdays and Fridays. 24 Seconds is awesome. If you need any event catered or you want to host, let 24 Seconds go ahead and do that work for you because they know exactly what they're doing when it comes to hosting and catering events. give them a call today. Or if you were looking to hire, if you want to be a cook, they are hiring cooks right now. They're going to train you. Every seat's a great seat there. Again, my favorite place to go to watch any kind of sporting event. Check out all the specials and happenings at 24secondsbar.com and grab a taste of the action for yourself. 24 Seconds Bar and Grill on 12 Mile in downtown Berkeley.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Amazon has everything for every kind of birthday. Whether that's a three-tier cake stand,
happy birthday!
Comet balloons for your son's space theme party.
Happy birthday!
Or gifts like a karaoke machine for that friend who never stops singing.
Happy birthday to you!
From cake stands to karaoke machines, shop everything for every party on Amazon.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. I feel like a lot of the people that had angst over the edge rusher spot in the Lions room, a lot of it was started with the premise that Aiden Hutchinson won't be the same player. Yesterday, he came out and said he's full go, 100% cleared to play football this season, and it's May. So plenty of time to get any kind of shape and be ready to go for the season. Does that alleviate the fears? Now, there was the people that thought Aiden's hurt, got to make a big move. There's people that thought Aiden's hurt, got to make a smaller move. And there's people who thought, even if Aiden's healthy, I'd make a move. And I'm just kind of wondering where you are right now with this news that this first hurdle is cleared and he's all good to go for football activity.
I think there's another factor in there, too.
Let's hear it.
Ali McNeil. He was healthy when Hutch was healthy, and we know that Ali McNeil was developing into a pass rusher from the interior, that he was certainly getting pressure. We don't know when he's coming back. We know that he's attacking the rehab, and he's determined, but you know who knows when he's going to come back. Some people don't think he's going to come back till maybe the second part of the season.
Right.
So if he's unlikely to start the season with the Lions and unlikely to be there to be a helpful pass rusher from the interior, then that's another reason to think that maybe Hutch isn't going to get off to this great start, or I shouldn't say that they need to add more to the pass rush.
I mean, they've got a lot. I'm going to give you two guys that stay healthy. Davenport and Anzarike. If Davenport and Anzarike stay healthy, I think they're fine. I think they're totally fine. You can invest in an insurance policy now in case they don't stay healthy. And you certainly are going to rotate through guys. Like, it's not like you play two edge rushers and two defensive tackles the whole game. Got it. But if Davenport and Anzarike stay healthy, then there's the pendulum of good luck swinging back to in the Lions' favor after last year's historic number of injuries, specifically to the defense, but a historic number of injuries, and still going 15-2. You know, we'd kind of like to see them have a healthy season where these guys play 15, 16, 17 games.
But Anzarike had 1.5 sacks.
Yeah,
he played 16 to 17 games last year.
Gotcha. He was wasn't he first in the NFL in QB pressures from the defensive tackle spot or close to it? And that, you know, most of that was done without Aiden Hutchinson playing next to him. There's other measurements of success, but yeah, it'd be great if he got home.
Well, the other thing is, after Aiden Hutchinson got hurt, the pass rush went down significantly. So if they were getting pressure, great, but you're not getting home. Not only Anzarike is not getting home, nobody else is getting
home.
Well,
maybe I should include Hutch in that group. If Hutch, Anzarike, and Davenport are healthy, because Hutch will, in theory, Hutch will be there.
Sure.
Yep. And that...
I'm just not sold on Anzarike.
Okay. If they stay healthy, are they fine? Anzarike, Davenport, Hutch?
Again, I'm not sold that Anzarike is even a plus player for this team.
Oh, okay. Well, then you and I have a difference in that opinion. I think he is a plus player on this team if he stays healthy. Kang, how you feel about it? Those guys are all healthy, those three, are they fine?
Yeah, I feel good. They won 15 games without Hutch for how long, right?
Yep.
You got it just by, math. I don't know even what you would call it, but just by having Hutch back for, you hope, at least 14 out of 17 games, is that too much to ask? That they're much better. And listen, we always want more. And I get it, people. When I say that it's good enough doesn't mean I don't want Trey Hendrickson or I don't want someone better than Pascal or whoever. No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is they are good enough to win it all with this defense healthy.
I mean, I would think so. But here we go. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. My first reaction was how completely unrealistic was the belief that Hutch could have been ready to play in the Super Bowl if the Lions made it. That's from John in Lake Orion. So, John, it's funny you bring that up because I love that the player set the goal. Remember when Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles and he was like, I'll be back. Don't count me out. I'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
Hutch, kind of same thing. Goals to be back by the Super Bowl. That's awesome. I'm going to do everything I can in my power. I'm going to, get the platelets injected and I'm going to rehab every day and I'm going to have stim on it from noon to midnight and all that stuff. I'm going to do everything. I'll be back. I'm going to make it back. Set that goal. Sure. But I think in some ways when that goal was set and then people saw the video of him with a limp, after the Super Bowl, it created this perspective that people thought, oh my God, he's way behind. When really it was kind of an unrealistic goal set in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear you. I think there's definitely that. I think if we look back to the schedule the Lions played after the Dallas game, after Hutch got hurt, the competition dropped off significantly for the Lions, and they end up losing just one game the rest of the way. It was to Buffalo, very good football team. But outside of Buffalo, you got two games against Minnesota.
Big wins.
Which were big wins without question. I mean, the way things set up, but by the end of the season, beating Minnesota 31-9 at home in the last game of the year, we're all talking about how Minnesota got exposed. Fair enough. But Minnesota was awfully good leading up to that point. But beyond that, you've got all these games against teams that weren't playing all that well. And I'm not downgrading the 15-2 season. Okay. You'll take 15-2, particularly with all the injuries that they had. I'm just saying now, to get back healthy, they're going to need to be healthy because the schedule changes dramatically.
Six playoff teams after he got hurt. I mean, that's not something to downgrade. That was a pretty good run.
Well, Minnesota's two of them.
Yeah.
Okay. So San Francisco at the end was a mess.
But they weren't a
playoff. And they weren't a playoff team, I guess. So where else are we looking at?
Green Bay.
Uh-huh.
They beat Houston. With the
Green Bay,
first
Green, beat Green Bay twice. So you got four games against your division.
They beat Houston. It was a first place team. So, I mean, they played four. The funny thing about this year's schedule and last year's schedule, they beat four first place teams last year. And they won eight games over playoff teams. Like that wasn't a schedule to sneeze at either. But next one, I'm really excited that Pascal is going to have a really good season going into a contract year. Nothing crazy, like 6 to 8 sacks and a nice edge setter helping against the run. Next text, can anyone explain to me why we would pay Hutch sooner than we have to? There is zero reason to offer a huge contract until he's proven he's 100% healthy and productive.
Well, you'd pay him earlier because you think you'd get him less expensive.
Yeah.
Because if you wait after year five, if you pick up the fifth-year option and wait to that point, I mean, that number could jump up to $40 million a year.
Could they wait, though, until this season is done?
Yes.
I mean, you could. But the sooner you get to sign that contract, the cheaper he costs, right?
You'd think, yeah. I mean, they've already announced, correct me if I'm wrong, they've already announced they're going to pick up the fifth-year option, correct? And this is year four.
Yeah.
But they... Haven't they made that
yes,
point?
They did. Yes,
okay.
They did.
So if they know that, they don't have to do anything now. They can absolutely wait till the end of the year.
I don't understand how he can be 100% cleared when he hasn't played under game conditions yet with 300-pound people tackling him.
He's 100% cleared to do all of workouts, right?
Yes.
And everything
they're
practice.
Everything they're going to do now, he can do. I think the Lions should let him play a few games until they see if he's actually back. I mean, you can. The question is, why do you think Za'Darius Smith hasn't signed anywhere?
I think he wants to sign here.
Do you?
Yeah. I think there are probably a few teams that he's going to consider. Wants to go to winning teams. This is a team that was, obviously, we know they're a winning team. Very good football team. I think he wants to come back.
God, I hope he does. I think that would be, because he'd come back at the Lions' price. Right, I mean, they've let him go because he was in theory too expensive, and
who knows how far away they were. Yeah, I don't know how far away they were in talks to begin with, and maybe it wasn't all that far. And he thinks that if I wait it out, as the offseason goes on, becomes more clear once you got all the signings done. Hey, you do have the cap space, go get him.
I feel like for a player to do that is tough, to get cut and then come back for less. I think it's kind of a tough thing for a player to do. So, you know, you exhaust your resources, look for something else. Just kind of, it'd be hard to say, yeah, I'll do the same job for less money. But all right, coming up, got an explanation for Jansen on the question we asked yesterday here on the program. So we'll get to that today at 11:02. Also, Thunder over the Wolves. The Thunder Wolves is not, I hope the Thunder Wolves is going to be competitive. But Thunder now up 2-0 over Minnesota. NHL playoffs. I was flipping around. I got an observation about the NHL playoffs. And I think you're going to mock it.
But, oh.
Yeah.
Well, I like the opportunity to mock.
Yeah, we'll get to that in the 11 o'clock hour. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Amazon has everything for every kind of birthday. Whether that's a three-tier cake stand,
happy birthday!
Comet balloons for your son's space theme party. Or gifts like a karaoke machine for that friend who never stops singing.
Happy birthday to you!
From cake stands to karaoke machines, shop everything for every party on Amazon.